Welcome to Life Words Day by Day, where over the last couple of days, we've been talking about God's faithfulness. And we need to understand that God is faithful, not only in saving, but also in judging. So in Paul's argument in Romans chapter 3, he anticipates an objection. If our sin highlights God's righteousness, isn't God unjust to judge us? That's the case that he's questioning in Romans 3:5. And Paul answers firmly, "By no means, for then how could God judge the world?" So God's faithfulness is not sentimental. It is holy. He promised both redemption and judgment. Remember in Romans chapter 1, verse 18, he says, "The wrath of God is revealed against all ungodliness." A faithful God must judge sin. If he didn't, he wouldn't be faithful to his own character. David understood this in Psalm 51. God was right to judge him, and that's sobering. We cannot twist grace into permission. We cannot argue that sin somehow benefits God and therefore should go unpunished. God's righteousness shines through his justice as well as his mercy. And this prepares us for Romans chapter 3, verses 21 through 26, where God proves himself both just and the one who justifies. Judgment is not a flaw in God's faithfulness. It is proof of God's faithfulness. So pray this prayer with me today. Holy God, help me tremble at your justice and rejoice in your mercy through Christ. And here's two peoples that you can pray for. Yairo Bonilla and his family are national changemakers in Costa Rica. And also the Iraqu broadcast that's for the people of Tanzania.